From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Labor Department reports the jobless rate declined 0.1% between June and July, from 9.5 to 9.4. President Obama says that's evidence his administration's economic policies are working.
We cannot turn back to the failed policies of the past, nor can we stand still. Now's the time to build a new foundation for a stronger, more productive economy that creates the jobs of the future.
The president said the economy is losing less than half the rate it was at the beginning of the year when job losses were accelerating. But Mr. Obama said there won't be a true recovery as long as the economy is losing jobs. Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez announced today he's resigning and won't be returning to the Senate after the August recess. NPR's Greg Allen has details.
The announcement came as a surprise even to Republican insiders. Martinez's term runs through next year, and he said in the past that he intended to stay until the end. The sudden vacancy is especially relevant to Florida Governor Charlie Crist, a Republican who's running for Martinez's Senate seat. Although he could appoint himself to fill the position, he says he won't do so. Crist has a commanding edge both in polls and fundraising over his conservative opponent in the Republican primary, former State House Speaker Marco Rubio. The leading Democrat running for Martinez's seat is Florida Congressman Kendrick Meek. In a letter to friends and supporters, Martinez said he would stay on as senator until a successor is named, and that, quote, after nearly 12 years of public service in Florida and Washington, it's time I return to Florida and my family. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A Senate committee has cleared Senators Chris Dodd and Kent Conrad of violating ethics rules after concluding its year-long investigation into whether the men received special mortgage deals. From member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, Lucy Nalpathanchel has details.
In separate letters to Dodd of Connecticut and Conrad of North Dakota, the Ethics Committee said there was no substantial, credible evidence that their countrywide mortgages broke Senate gift rules. But the committee believes the senators should have been more careful in their dealings to avoid the appearance they were receiving preferential treatment. Dodd says he's pleased his name has been cleared, but he admits to making one mistake.
I didn't respond to this at the time, and so by waiting that long and the allegations out there, why I wasn't releasing documents, why I wasn't talking about this, I think contributed to people's cynicism and distrust that maybe I wasn't telling the truth.
Since the allegations surfaced in media reports last summer, Dodd's approval rating has taken a dive among Connecticut voters, and he trails a Republican challenger in recent polls for the 2010 Senate race. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchel in Hartford.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 113 points at 9370. It added 2.2% for the week. The Nasdaq closed up 27. This is NPR News. Authorities in suburban Chicago say they've completed one aspect of the investigation into the desecration of a historic black cemetery. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story.
It's been nearly a month since investigators started scouring the burial grounds of Burroughs Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois, south of Chicago. More than 1,000 bones and bone fragments have been recovered during the search. They are the remains of individuals dug up allegedly as part of a scheme by four former workers to resell burial plots. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says the evidence-gathering stage of the investigation has come to an end.
There would be no purpose served whatsoever to further torture everybody here by having this cemetery closed for another 12 months or 2 years while every single inch of it was excavated.
There is no time set yet for the reopening of the cemetery. The four former workers were indicted this week on felony charges. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The government has released new guidelines for schools in the event of an outbreak of H1N1 swine flu. They recommend schools do not need to close when the first cases appear. People who come down with the virus should remain home until their fevers have been gone for 24 hours. And they recommend schools have an isolation room for people who get sick at school. Eunice Shriver, who founded Special Olympics and is a member of one of the country's most prominent families, is reportedly in critical condition at a Massachusetts hospital. The 88-year-old Shriver is the sister of President John F. Kennedy and Senator Ted Kennedy. Shriver has spent much of her life as a champion for the rights of the mentally handicapped. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.